Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael T, and back with us live. Tonight is my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amira Ryans. Hey, y'all. What's good? Thanks for having me back. I feel better. Happy to be here.
Hey, Amira, listen, it's good to have you back. Missed you last week. You know, gave you a shout-out as always. We did it solo. Yet it's always good to have the Candy Girl of Comedy back live in the Blog Talk Radio and Real Relevant and Raw Studios. So, Amira, welcome back. Glad that you are feeling better. I was going to say welcome back. Welcome back. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me back. Missed y'all.
Hey, listen, everybody. We want to welcome those who will be listening live. Just posted on Facebook. You can click on the link, or you can call 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. You can listen on your device, or you can press 1 to speak to the host. Let me also thank our followers and invite you who are listening live, as well as those of you who are listening will listen via the archive, to become a follower of the show. If you want to become a follower of the show, simply go to our show page, blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw, and you can become a follower of the show. Everybody, tonight's topic is marriage obsolete? Is marriage a dying institution? Is the institution of marriage fading from awareness and commitment in our society? Listen, everybody, according to a Time Pew Research poll released just last week, 40% of Americans believe that marriage is becoming obsolete, up from just 28% in 1978. Why is it, family, that some people believe that marriage is becoming a fading institution? Is in fact marriage becoming obsolete? Before we answer that question, picture of marriage in America. Do you know, listening audience, that 50% of first marriages in America end in divorce? And if I remember, Amira, the statistic correctly, America has the highest divorce rate in the developed world. And more than that, 67% of second marriages end in divorce. And 73% of third marriages and divorce. Now, Mira, off the air, you and I began this conversation. Why don't you jump in and share some of the counterpoint to that poll and those statistics?
Like I was saying to you off the air, I was like, yo, Mike, the statistic thing, this is the thing with polling people, as I was saying. I don't know who you polled. You know, I don't know who they polled in that study. Was it all, you know, Chinese people? You know, was it all Latino people? Was it a balance? I don't know who you poll, because I think in different cultures, people try harder at marriage before they get divorced. You know, I just think in different cultures, people may take a little more. I mean, and it's just true. You know what I mean? They tolerate a little bit more before they actually run to divorce. I think it depends on how you raised and your values of how far you want to take marriage. But it's a lot of women that stay in marriage just for the children, for religion, you know what I mean, for not to be shamed or shunned from the family. So it's different factors, I get it, but I just thought it was more to the polling. The polling to me sometimes just becomes someone's opinion. That's all.
Well, Amir, it's interesting. I'm actually hitting someone up who messaged me on Facebook. And it's interesting, and I learned this a few years ago, that in the Indian community, arranged marriages, interestingly enough, have a higher rate of success than marriages, for example, in which the two people, for lack of a better way of putting it, choose to be with each other. Isn't that interesting? That when it seems like when people learn to love each other, and with an arranged marriage, of course, the family comes together and decides who's going to marry who, that in arranged marriages, the success rate is actually higher.
Wow.
Yes.
I
interesting,
can believe.
Right? Interesting. You know, and again, we're talking about this picture of marriage. And, Mary, you know, my grandparents, it's talking about these generational differences. My grandparents were married for over 60 years.
Wow. Nice.
And they got married, of course, and they lived through the Depression. My grandfather was a construction worker. My grandmother, my maternal grandparents married for 60 years. My paternal grandfather died.
And that's amazing. Wow.
It's amazing. And yeah, I work in the healthcare industry, and I've had an opportunity in my work in healthcare to meet persons who've been married 50, 60. Now, you may not believe this, and it may be hard to believe in this time, but married for 70 years. Can you imagine?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I'm sorry. Yes, I can. Oh, absolutely.
No.
I can imagine. You know what I mean? I don't know if saying it so, but I can imagine. Of course.
Exactly.
Yes. Unbelievable. I love it.
Unbelievable. And, you know, yet that we cited earlier, you know, 50% of first marriages end in divorce, 67% of second marriages end in divorce, 73% of third marriages end in divorce. And, you know, it begs the question why. And just, I just want to just throw this out there. I think in many respects, we get married for convenience oftentimes, and we get married to meet our own self-interested needs. And sometimes commitment, although there's a commitment within the marriage vows, I think we are too, generally speaking now, we are too quick to renege on that commitment.
I agree. I can't disagree.
Mm.
Make a valid point. My views on marriage are so skewed. I feel like this. I don't want to be like the frumpy chick that's always
Debbie Downer.
Yeah. I love it. Yes, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer. I was all over. Did I say Sylvia? I saw all types of names.
Yeah, you named about five different names. It's Debbie Downer. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to be the Debbie Downer. I'm just saying that if I believe in marriage, of course I do. I think marriage does exist. It can. I just think nowadays men don't have the restraint, the respect. And I think it's so many women, yes, I'm sorry, look at the global population. It is 10 times more women on this earth than it is men. It's just a fact.
It's a fact. Can
it's
I jump
just
in?
A
Amir,
fact.
Amir, hold that thought. Hold that thought. And then I definitely hear what you have to say. And listen, everybody, it's good for the Candy Girl to come and to be back. You know, whenever, Amir, we do this show together, there's always this interaction. You always spark my thinking. So I was talking to a coworker of mine this week, who, male coworker, who just got out of a relationship, and a little down about it. I said, man, look, understand this, bro. I said, it's 10 women, right to your point, Amir, it's 10 women to every one man, watch this, per race. dude. I said, so there's 10 Caucasian, 10 African American, 10 Hispanic, 10 Indian, and 10 Asian. So, Mary, to your point, yes, there are more women than men. So, finish what you were saying, my dear.
I mean, no, I'm just saying that's a lot of cause to why marriages aren't as solid as the generation before this generation. And I mean, it's definitely not going to be the next generation.
Mm.
Okay, with all this social, we're going to go into that in the next segment. But, I just think it's a lot of reasons why.
Mm.
As to where back then in my grandmother's generation, when your marriage didn't work, it wasn't a whole bunch of reasons why, really.
Because
they're blaming all women. You wasn't trying. You weren't cooking for that man. It wasn't really. He was beating my ass. Don't nobody want to hear that back then. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. Definitely wrong for a man to put his hand on a woman. I'm just saying, this shit like that happened back then. You know what I mean? It did. And I'm just saying, it's just and women stayed. You know, and it was everyday knowledge, and nobody taking that right now. Ain't nobody doing that. You can't get away with that nonsense.
Mm.
That's not happening. And the same thing with as far as like your history and where you been and who you been with and all that junk be spread out all over social media, especially again for the generation that's coming up behind us. You know what I mean? My son's generation, your son's generation, that generation right there, a generation is what, the first 34 to 38 years? That's
exactly.
A generation?
That's a generation. And so, listening audience, Real Relevant Raw Family, it begs the question, which is our topic tonight, is marriage obsolete? Let's go to a song right now. You are listening to Real Relevant Raw. Tonight's topic is marriage obsolete? We'll be right back.
Baby, no, not in me. I can't wait to see your friend. Ooh,
back, everybody. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl Comedy.
Amir Ryans. What's up, y'all?
So now, everybody, listen, during our musical break, I went online on the internet and looked up some information about divorce rates varying among the races. And Amir, this is from 2012. And this particular graph that I'm
looking at. Just ask you this before you go on. Was I right that it varies?
It does vary. And, okay. And Amir, this is exactly why I went on the internet. And listen, this is interesting. And I hope I am reading this correctly. Cumulative percentage of ever married women divorced from first marriage by race and ethnicity and duration of first marriage, 2009. Amira, you were right. This particular graph, and I'm not going to deal so much with the length of time. I'm going to look at the percentages. So from the ones who are divorced the least to the most, Asian, non-Hispanic, looks like about 22% or so. Hispanic looks at like about 30%. White, non-Hispanic, about 40%. And interestingly enough, Black, non-Hispanic women have the highest divorce rates.
Wow, I can believe it.
As a matter of fact,
very young. And see, the other ethnicities, wow, take their time. We rush into marriage. I believe that. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says this. It says this particular graph shows the variation in the duration of first-time marriages for women of different races and ethnic groups. Black and non-Hispanic women have the least chance of long marriages, and Asian non-Hispanic women have the best chance of long marriage. Wow.
I told you, there you go. Ethnicity. I just had it. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm laughing. Wow. Yeah, the different ethnic groups. There you go. All right. I just wanted to say this with all my little stutter. That's crazy. I started stuttering. Wow. Anyway, you could break it down further and be like the age, because I think the further out that you get married, the older you are, the longer you're going to stay together. Ain't nobody got time for that once you find, especially, you know. I believe that.
It's like, hey, I mean, look, it took me 55 years to meet you. You ain't going anywhere. Yeah, I'm not going to.
I believe that wholeheartedly. Like,
exactly. You know, one of the takeaways, everybody, is you know, to wait until you're sure. And we talked a little bit about this last week. It was show up as a grown up. So wait until you are sure. And wait until you know that you're ready to be committed. And I said this last week, the key word is the C word. So tonight's topic is marriage obsolete? We've been talking about divorce rates and percentages. We just came back from a musical break, and we actually divided it up by race. But also, what about this? What about media? What do we see in media? Do we... And let me step back 1 second. I missed one section. You know, how many of us have seen examples of healthy marriage in our nuclear family? You know, mother, father, children. I know in my nuclear family, I did not see an example of marriage because my parents were divorced when I was 5. Now let me just say this. I am not criticizing my mother or my father. At the same time, Amira and listening on this, at the same time, I did not grow up seeing marriage. I didn't have a model in my immediate, my nuclear family of marriage. Yes, I saw my grandmother and grandfather, but I didn't live with them in my household. I did not see an example of marriage. And so I did not have at least from a family perspective, a conceptualization or an image or a picture of what healthy marriage was all about. And as I look back, Amira, that it didn't determine my divorce, but I think it impacted in some way. What do you think about that, Amira?
That's interesting. I grew up around healthy marriage.
Okay.
My grandparents on my mother's side, my great-grandmother and my grandfather, oh, my God, they raised me. I loved them. And I did live, I basically did live in a house with them. My grandparents had a property, and it had mad houses on it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And that's where I grew up. So on that side, and then on my dad's side, his dad was married. Although he was divorced from my father's real mother, but her husband was so loving and catering to her, so I did see healthy marriage. And that's why, probably, why me and my sisters, you know what I mean, don't have a bad marriage. And not saying that none of us been asked, because I know we have, and one sister has been married.
Mm.
Married. But I just think that's the reason why, because if you're going to get married, damn it, it's going to be right because of the examples that we had.
So now, Amira, you just made a good point. Just say that again, because I don't want our listening audience to miss out and miss what you just said. So just restate what you just said, please.
No, I was just saying the reason why, you know, me and my sisters, I think, don't or won't jump into a marriage just because somebody asked you or they think they're in love and y'all infatuated, whatever, is because of the reason, because we've seen and we have witnessed a good marriage, a good healthy marriage on both sides.
Wow.
You know, I'm always set the example of what a good marriage should be. So you're not just falling, you know, you'd rather have a healthy relationship than a bad marriage.
Whew, everybody. You know what, Amir, you got to post that. You may not post it tonight on Facebook, but you got to post that. Because, see, tonight's topic is marriage obsolete. And I don't want to jump ahead to the conclusion. At the same time, I think that's a nugget. That's a platinum nugget. That it's better to have a healthy relationship than a bad marriage. And Amir, I've never heard anyone say this, that because you saw healthy images of marriage, you were not one to rush into marriage. Damn. That's nice. Listen, audience, you got to take that away from this conversation. Two things. Number one, it's better to have a healthy relationship than a bad marriage. And in part, that represents the shift in the belief of our society, that there are people who choose long-term relationships rather than marriage. Oh, my goodness. So, Mary, listen, I'm going to go to a song. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about the images and media. But, man, that thing is so powerful. I want everybody to remember that. Listen, you're listening to Real Relevant Raw, Block Talk Radio. Our topic tonight is marriage obsolete? I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amir Ryan.
Check this out, y'all.
Thank you.
Everybody, tonight's topic is marriage obsolete? And you are listening to Real Relevant and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Candy Girl of Comedy, Amir Ryans. What's good?
Hey, everybody, that was After Love Is Gone by Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, we've been kicking things back and forth, chopping it up, as we say, and talking about, is marriage obsolete? And we talked about divorce rates, talked about having, and maybe you said something so powerful before the break, it's better to have a healthy relationship than a bad marriage.
No, I asked. I was asking, you know, is it better to have a healthy relationship or a bad marriage? I was asking because sometimes that's what you get. I was asking, is that, you know, is that some people choose to have a bad marriage for different reasons. Shit. You know,
for me, I would say it's better to have a healthy relationship than a bad marriage. And you know, just teasing this topic out, is marriage obsolete? You know, we do have the statistics about divorce. At the same time, if you look at media, it's interesting because there's shows like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, reality show, very, very popular. I don't know how many seasons it's run, but I'm sure it's been at least 8 or 9 seasons. You have a show like Modern Family, which shows a gay couple, a mixed-race couple, another couple. On the other hand, you have Love and Hip Hop, which shows relationships, right? And then you have this show that some people criticize called Black-ish. You know, at the same time, we see these images of marriage and family in media. At the same time, and I'm about to turn you loose, do we know what we want?
Interesting. I don't know. I just think right now this is so much access. You know, it's just it's no restraint. People don't have respect for other people's relationships. I don't think that sometimes I'm not saying people can't have a good marriage.
I'm not saying that.
I know people that right now have good marriages that have been married for a long time. And I ain't saying it can't last. It probably can. And they do. I know there are good marriages. I'm not going to give up. I can't do that. I know marriages do last. There are some out there that do last. I know this. But I'm just saying on a general scale with all those statistics, again, saying that 50% of it fail. That being said, I wonder why, and my theory is, this is just my opinion, my own theory, is that a lot of times, again, because of the access, that men got too much access to loose women. Mm. Women loose, I'm going to say it. I know they like, I ain't going to say that about women. I'll tell the truth. I don't care. Sorry. Mm. Oh, well. Blame it on my menopause. Here, I'll speak my mind. Hey, I don't care. Too bad. But, yeah, women loose out here, and it be the same women I'm learning that, you know, have the higher education, the ones that won't settle for the dude that catch the bus. They be the same one on the side busting it wide open.
Wow.
With the same dude but won't be in a relationship. You run around sneaking in luck. But, yeah, you understand what I'm saying? I'm just – so – me, ain't no shame in my game. If my man working, you busting suds and flipping burgers at McDonald's and you catching a bus and you mind, I said this on this show before, and I've said it on this show before, and you're mine, and we're loyal, you know what I mean, and we're monogamous, and it's only us, yeah, I'm going to ride with you. Yes, absolutely, right on the bus, and we're going to walk this country now.
I like that.
Together.
I like that.
You know what I mean? We're going to always be striving for something better. But I'm saying, sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get better. I understand this.
So, listen, I want to jump in. I got to ask you now. So are you suggesting or are you saying that the reason for failed marriages is loose women?
No.
Okay, what are you saying?
As I was going to say about men.
All right.
And on the flip side of that, men, dudes, are so weak.
Mm.
Bottom line, I don't care who you are, big money, bum in the street, don't got shit, a million kids in jail, they still marrying dudes in jail, all types of dumb, weak.
How so?
Weak by flesh, like, just rule their mind, like flesh just drive a man crazy. It's like flesh.
Mm.
It's like flesh, like it just gotta have it. Gotta have it. Can't sustain.
Can't do without it.
Can't sustain, you know, even in a marriage.
Mm.
And women, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just be saying, like, this is what I be seeing, and I kind of get it.
Mm.
Like, yeah, he cheating. When this one throwing herself all at him at work, and this one won't, you know what I mean? Like, it won't let go for 10 years ago. It's just like, it's too, I don't know.
So I think, Amir, what you're saying is, at one level, power of the D and the power of the vajayjay, that sexually speaking, we've lost the ability to be monogamous, right?
Yep.
And to be committed. And it's a common theme in terms of some of your commentary that our value system has changed so much that, as you said, we don't respect the institution as our grandparents and great-grandparents that we've lost respect for the institution. Is that what you're suggesting?
You're right. Absolutely. Yes. And I just want to interject and throw this in here. I used to say this a lot. I haven't said this in a long time. Look at Holly Berry. I should say it, the most desired. I've said it on this show before. I've said it. Halle Berry, the most desired, beautiful woman, been voted most beautiful like twice, won an Academy Award, like ridiculous money. Absolutely every, all men's fantasy. I can't, no man, I don't care, black or white.
Now, she ain't fighting to no making good now, girl. Now, tell
her
that. She ain't fighting to no making good.
Just saying, wait a minute.
She ain't fighting
to making good. All right, I was just saying. Let me finish my example.
I hear you, I hear you. Right? Good.
You know what I mean? Her husband did what? Cheat on her. Not one husband.
Yeah, yes.
Two husbands. Why? Yeah. Because it was all out. Oh, you married her. We want you even more.
Mm.
And damn, what a man supposed to do after what? Like, I mean, like, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just not. Because a man got to also put their foot down and like, yo. You know, and I said this before. You're going to be neat or sloppy. I get it. It's your it's in your loins. To multiply, I get it. Yeah, to multiply, I get it. I mean, but if you want to be neat or sloppy with that shit, you know, examples, you know, you making babies, leaving numbers, people calling my phone, or you hit that, and there ain't no more of that, just hitting it. So why are you doing it, especially when your girl doing everything that you want the board to do? I don't get it. I stopped real quick, and I'm going to let you move on. This weekend, one of my son's friends, a young gentleman, I think he's 26. Got kids. He told me he was with a girl for 15 years, right? Mm. 15 years. He got two babies by another chick.
Wow.
He in the car that he got the baby. He in the car with the girl that he been with for 15 years. But he sees the baby mother in the car with one of his boys. So he get out, he said, he go over to the car, you know, he's like, what's going on? He trying not to let to see the girl from 15 years to see this because there's going to be some shit.
Yeah, they're going to turn up, that's right.
Right, so he kind of got out of there and ran into me and asked me my opinion. I said, if you don't take your ass home, okay? Now you ain't with the girl bad enough, you done pregnate her and ran back to this one. Would you expect that girl to be lonely for the rest of the world? It's running with my boy. No. If you and your boy ain't like on, if I can understand him saying like, yo, I don't like the fact that you talking to my baby mother. I ain't got nothing to say to you. But all that jumping on somebody and fight. Oh, no.
Well, you know what that is? Amir, you know what that is? That is the possessiveness of a man.
Exactly my point.
That's what it is. I'm a man, and I get it. I don't happen to subscribe to it. I don't behave like that, and I'm not judging those who do. At the same time, I get it. There are men, and I have to be general, Amir, when I say this to your point, or else I'm going to offend a particular group of people, and I don't want to do that. There are men who believe that they can have 20 women. At the same time, each of those 20 women can only have one man. Then, that's just how some of us think.
You're right.
Yeah. So listen, everybody, we're gonna take a musical break. We got about 20 minutes left. We're gonna come on back. We're gonna pick up the pace a little bit. Little Robert Thicke here. This is Real Relevant and Raw. Tonight's topic is marriage obsolete? I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my co-host.
Amir Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. Come on back, y'all.
Hey, we'll be right back, everybody. Keep listening. Real, relevant, and raw. The Brit Relationship Radio at its best.
Everybody get up.
Malibu to Paribu. Yeah, I had a big machine bad ears. So hit me up when you're passing through. I give you something big enough to tell your ass to. Swag on them even when you're drag casual. I mean, it's all old and unbearable. Tell them, 100 years not there would I. Pull up on that bitch, you pat me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like that. So I dare watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refute this pimp. And I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
Along with my co-host,
Amir Ryan, the Candy Girl of Comedy. What's good, y'all?
And tonight's topic is marriage obsolete? And Amir, before we took that musical time out, we're talking about men and sloppy cheating. And what's the opposite of sloppy cheating? Clean cheating?
Neat cheating, right?
And right before our timeout, our musical timeout, I talked about the fact, and it's the truth, that there are some men who believe that they can have 20 women, but each of those 20 women can only have one man. And Amir, I think you alluded to the fact that, you know, men, there are men who are very weak. And so you gave the example of Holly Berry, and I said, she's fine, but she ain't finding it making good. And, you know, while this song was playing, and I thought about Robin Thicke, and I have to use the word allegedly, married. Now, he's married to Paula Patton, and listen, Paula Patton, in my opinion, is fine. Got body, faith, talent, and allegedly, Robin Thicke, who many would consider a lucky man or a blessed man to have a woman like Paula, allegedly, he cheated on Paula Patton. Oh, my God. And again, allegedly, and he devoted an entire album for his apology. You know, so is marriage obsolete? We haven't answered that question yet. Yet it's this inability to remain committed that undermines marriage. That said, Amir, listen, there are different configurations of relationships. Listen, audience, there are different configurations of relationships, right? You have common law, and I think after 7 years of living with somebody, you are considered quote-unquote common law married. You have cohabitation. There are people, I mean, historically, I mean, there have always been people who live together, you know, and those of us who are from a more religious background call it shacking, right? People are choosing to live together before marriage, and there are people who are choosing to live together and not be married. There are people who choose to live together as a test to see if they get married, if it'll work. There's long-term dating. And then, everybody, there are people who, for any number of reasons, choose to be single. They choose to be single. And let me say that, Amir, are you getting feedback on your are you getting feedback?
No, are you?
Yeah, I'm getting some feedback.
Is that better?
Yeah, I'm getting some feedback. We're good. So we talked about the statistic at the beginning of the show, that 40% of Americans believe that marriage is obsolete, up from 28% in 1978. Here's the other part of that statistic. Only one, let me make sure I have my CNN, I'm going to pull up my CNN article to make sure I'm quoting this right. Only, it's loading, only one in four, let's see, let me make sure I got it right. Listen, it says, according to a Time Pew Research poll released last week, 40% of Americans believe that marriage is becoming obsolete, up from just 28% in 1978. Now, here's the other piece. Listen, in that same poll, only one in four unmarried Americans say they do not want to get married. So one could deduce that 75% said that they want to. Finally, it says this, and among currently married men and women, 80% say their marriage is as close or closer than their parents' marriage. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Wow. So, go ahead.
I find that very interesting, especially, again, in this day and age.
Exactly.
I think that's good to know for the ones that do last. You know,
exactly.
Again, the ones that last, you know, probably did it when it was right, and they knew because they also had something to that, an example to leave from.
Well said. You see, so I think the conclusion of the matter, everybody, is marriage is not necessarily becoming obsolete. At the same time, marriage is not the necessity that it once was. I remember a few years ago, I remember reading and or hearing that people are waiting until later to get married. I know that professional women historically have waited longer to get married. You know, marriage is not the necessity that it once was, not for sex. You know, the mores of our society have become more quote-unquote liberal. Definitely, you know, it is the minority of people who say, I'm going to wait until I'm married to have sex, or I'm not going to have sex outside of marriage. You know, marriage is not the necessity that it once was to have children. For economic security, for social convention, you know, yet people still want to get married. I mean, I'm going to go to one more song, and then we'll come back and wrap this show up.
All right.
Let me see what I want to do. We got 9 minutes. Tell you what. Let's listen to some Beyonce. Her daughter, her and Jay-Z's daughter, Blue Ivy, is in the news. We're going to listen to some Beyonce. We're going to be back. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw. I'm your co-host, Michael Keegan, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my co-host,
Amira Ryan.
We'll be right back, everybody.
I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby. I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na-na. Drunk in love. I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen?
flow resting under these lights. Boy, I'm drinking, walking in my last 7 minutes. I'm grubbing on it, rubbing. If you scared, call that ribbon. Boy, I'm drinking, keep my brain right. I'm on the brown, yeah, gangsta white. Do a sheet, keep sweating out like watch rags. He wet out, boy, I'm drinking, I'm singing. On the mic to my voice, pushing. I fill the tub up halfway, then ride it with my surfboard. Surfboard. Graining on that wood, graining, graining on that wood. I'm swerving on that, swerving, swerving on that. Big body been serving all this, swerf, surfing all in this good, good. We walk up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby.
Stumble all in the house, trying to back up all of that mouth that you had all in the car. Talk about you the baddest bitch thus far. Talk about you be reppin' that bird. I wanna see all the shit that I heard. No, I clink, clink, Eastwood. Hope you can handle this curve. Cold plague in the foyer. Fucked up my Warhol. Flinch panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might. Beat the boxes like Mike. In 97, I bite. I'm Ike. Turn up, baby, no, I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime, said eat the cake, anime, I'm not. We gotta reach these heights.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Bringing the show to a close. You're listening to Real Rebel and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amira Ryan.
Hey, everybody, listen. We're about to wrap this thing up. Tonight's topic has been, is marriage obsolete? The interesting thing, everybody, is that people still want to get married. I myself have been married. I still, and you know what? I don't know that I'll ever get married again. I mean, my son, Amir, is funny, but I don't know what it is. My 7-year-old is lobbying me to get married again. And yet he doesn't want his mother to get married again. I don't understand that. But I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because I'll ask him, I said, Mike, why don't you want Mama? Because he calls his mother Mama. I said, Mike, why don't you want Mama to get married? I don't know, but I want you to get married again, Daddy. I don't know. But
perception. That's that male in him already.
Isn't that interesting? And you know, in the mirror, as you said, and I definitely want to give you the closing remarks tonight, so I'll be very brief. As you said, I still esteem the institution. Even though I've been married, I am not bitter. I'm better. I still think marriage is an honorable institution. I still respect it. I still esteem it. I still regard it. And even though marriage is not as important for some as it was, people still want to get married. So everybody, marriage still exists in this society. So, Mira, listen, take us out. Give us your closing words and end the show in a way that only you can.
I agree with you. I do. I have respect for marriage. I think other people should, too. I think the people in the marriage, most of all, should have respect for their marriage. You know what I mean? Never mind us on the outside. If you ain't married, thinking about having respect for somebody else married, no. Have respect for your own marriage first and foremost. Or don't get married. It's better to have a healthy relationship, like I said, than a bad marriage, in my opinion anyway. And I'm not saying that it's not good marriages out there. Yes, it is. It's great examples. But I just think it's a lot to get through in this day and age if you're going to try to get married, especially if you're young. I think when you get married in this day and age, you need to be younger. I mean, older, I'm sorry. You can't be younger. It's just not for the younger generation. I just don't. With all that that's going on and around them. It's so much to process. I just don't think that's where they want to be. And I still believe in marriage as myself. I do. Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? And I'll leave it with that, that I do believe in marriage. I'm always going to be romantic at heart. And I do believe it could last, but not as long as there's loose women out here, okay, and dudes that don't got no respect for they thing. They just run up in anything, and I'll leave it at that. Holla at you, girl.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, AmiraRyans.com, and I'm
go ahead,
out.
Go ahead, AmiraRyans.com. Support the movement. We're gonna be going on YouTube soon. We're going to be submitting our show to iTunes, expanding in social media. We're going to build the movement and continue this revolution. You've been listening to Real Relevant and Raw, Relationship Radio at its best. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy.
Amir Ryans. Hey, y'all.
Hey, we'll be back, everybody. Listen, I'm going to end this with a song, one of my favorite artists, Charlie Wilson. Everybody have a good night, and we'll see you next week.
Yo, see, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
I'm here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.